Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1258. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate Malvin Franklin and Pinky Hunter's birthdays. We'll hear some songs about annelids, have another Romeo segment, and go nuts. This very day, August 25th, marks the birth in 1899 in Wilmington, Ohio, of Cartwright Maxwell Hunter to Charles M. Hunter and Aurora C. Cartwright. Doesn't ring a bell? You may know him better as musician, vocalist, radio executive, and sportscaster Pinky Hunter, called Max by his mother. In 1917, he graduated from Wilmington High School, where he sang with a quartet and was known as the best ukulele player in Wilmington. He studied civil engineering at Bucknell College in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, where he was known as Luke, after which he went to work for Willie's Overland Motor Company in Toledo. A fellow employee who played drums needed a banjo player who owned a tuxedo for his dance band, and being the only banjo player in Toledo with a tux, Hunter got the job. One night, a dancer offhandedly called him Pinky, and the name stuck. He soon formed his own Hunter Coleman Orchestra, whose biggest competition was the Gil Fowle Orchestra, co-led by Emerson Gill. 4 years later, Hunter joined Gill's band at the Bamboo Gardens restaurant in Cleveland, where he stayed for the next 10 years. In 1937, he gave up orchestra work to become musical director at WHK Cleveland. The following year, on a lark, he auditioned as a baseball announcer, and for the next 5 years called Cleveland Indians games with Jack Graney. He went on to become program director and public service director at WHK. Pinky Hunter died July 23, 1955 in Cleveland, Ohio, and was cremated. Here are three from Pinky Hunter.
Like the walk of any snail upon a stalk, those are the views of all who do the new Yale blues. Just close your eyes, you'll do it soon. A world of sighs is in the tune when daylight dies. The stars are dancing those new Yale blues. When Harvard knew that syncopation is set them simply wild, their anger grew when every nation and every little child said that the Yale had put the rest beyond the pale. It is the best. Put on your shoes. Suppose you try those new Yale blues.
Thank you.
They say the Yale has put the rest beyond the pale. It is the best. Put on your shoes. Suppose you try those new Yale blues. What used to be me. Made my will, wrote some notes. Gonna keep a walk until my straw hat floats. I'm ready for the river, the shivery river. So get the river ready for me.
Thank you.
There you have three from vocalist Pinky Hunter. We just heard Emerson Gill and his Castle of Paris Orchestra with My Bundle of Love, an Abner Silver tune with lyrics by George Price. That's the first of seven sides the orchestra made in Chicago on March 1st and 2nd, 1926, for OK, this one the A side of catalog number 40594. Castle of Paris refers to the Castle of Paris nightclub in Cleveland, where the band was resident at the time. Before that, two from Emerson Gill and his Bamboo Garden Orchestra, the Bamboo Garden being a Chinese restaurant in Cleveland, whence Gill broadcast nightly. We started with the Yale Blues, music by Vivian Ellis and words by Collie Knox. Columbia 1355-D was made March 27th, 1928, followed by Ready for the River, a Neil Moret tune with words by Gus Kahn. It was recorded the same day as Yale Blues, but issued later on Columbia 1408-D. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, August 24th, marked the birth in 1889 in Atlanta, Georgia, of Malvin Maurice Franklin, to Richard Franklin and Rosa Pollock. He received private piano lessons in high school and at the Ziegfeld College of Music in Chicago and the Nation Conservatory of Music in New York. His first piano rags were published in 1908, and he listed himself as a pianist in the 1910 census. He collaborated with composer Anatole Friedland, and in 1913 arranged and recorded a number of piano roles. The following year, Franklin became a charter member of ASCAP and a staff composer with music publisher Theodore Morse. Even though he was busy writing music folios and contributing to Broadway shows, he also sold surgical instruments to doctors and hospitals as a salesman for the Union Thermometer Company. He published several books on songwriting, including Malvin M. Franklin's Magical Melody Charts, and continued composing into the 1950s. Malvin Franklin died July 9, 1981, in New York City. Fun facts: Franklin was the last surviving person to have recorded for Thomas Edison, once played with John Philip Sousa, and was the first to put Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band on a piano roll. Works in the Franklin catalog include If They'd Only Fight Their Battles with Little Toy Men, The Jingle, Jingle, Jingle of the Money in My Pocket is Sweet Music to Me, and these.
Ben from Michigan said, "Gosh, I'm all upset. I've tried to figure something out and I ain't got it yet. I've even looked in Webster's book, but darned if I can find the answer to what's puzzling me in what's on my mind. I was born in Michigan, raised in Michigan, wonder what I can be. Oh, the men from New York is a New Yorker, the men from Holyoke, Holy Pope, he's a Holyoke, but I can do it. You're from Michigan, in the way it looks to me.
I'm a Michigander,
and all darn it, what's the use?
I think our Mr. Goslings and my wife's a Mr. Goose.
Cause we come from Michigan, live in Michigan, so what else?
Why he's a Mr. Goofer and his kids are Michigan.
Cause they come from Michigan, live in Michigan. So what else could they be?
One, two, three, two, roll.
Many times when spotlighting composers born in the latter part of the 19th century, we only have very early 20th century recordings of their works. In the case of Bring Out the Little Brown Jug, we have a January 7th, 1941 recording by Happy Harry Hardin's Musette Orchestra. Malvin Franklin married Caroline Weinstein in 1921, and their daughter Gloria was born October 16th, 1923. She was also musically talented and played clarinet in the Ray Noble, Vincent Lopez, and Hal Kemp bands. And guess who shares credit on the label of Decca 3621? That's right, his daughter, Gloria Franklin. The two of them may also have played in Happy Harry's band. Franklin wrote Goodfellow's Polka in 1927, and Bring Out the Little Brown Jug is subtitled Goodfellow's Polka on the label, so I don't know how much of it differs from the original, but it's a nice tune and recording nonetheless. Before that was the World War I patriotic song, Set Aside Your Tears Till the Boys Come Marching Home, written by Franklin, L. Wolfe Gilbert, and Anatole Friedland. The singer is credited on the label as Harry Evans, but with the little bit of time I spent trying to find out something about Harry Evans, I believe it is a pseudonym for Greek Evans, born April 7, 1888 in Omaha, Nebraska. In 1910, he was living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with his parents, Harry Evans, a coffee salesman, and his wife Pearl, and working as a wagon driver for a meat market. In 1917, still working in Milwaukee, he was a vocal teacher and, over the next 14 years, appeared in numerous Broadway shows. In 1917 and 18, Greek Evans made one recording each for Victor, Columbia, OK, and Paramount, and four for Emerson as Harry Evans. We started our little tribute to Malvin Franklin with the Harmonizers Quartet, singing the Alex Gerber lyrics to I Was Born in Michigan on Path A 20530, recorded around March of 1921. The Harmonizers, who also recorded as the Singing Troubadours, were Charles Hart, Steve Porter, Harry Donahue, and Billy Jones, using the alias Victor Roberts. Back on the August 11th show, I played Our Child by Charles E. Mack. Mack and partner George Moran became famous for their blackface comedy act, The Two Black Crows, who, in their first recording, have a discussion about the early bird catches the worm, at the end of which Mack asks, "Who wants a worm anyhow?" Well, I hope you do, because here are three of them. Musical worms, that is. Thank you.
a boarding house lived Lena Strauss, who owned a concertina. And she knew one song that she played all wrong, but that didn't worry Lena. When she rose each day, she'd commence to play, and the boarders thought of no term that was strong enough. It was really tough when Miss Lena played the glowworm. When she started in to play, the boarders all would yell,
"Hey, Nick!"
on the glowworm, Lena, Lena, play something else on your concertina. If the man that wrote it heard her, it's a cinch there would be murder. Cut out the glowworm, can it, we'll go dippy soon. Feed it, Lena, with your concertina and that glowworm tune. Now on Christmas Day, in the proper way, they held a celebration, and they played and sang till the whole house rang with song and recitation. But a boarder who on that day was new by mistake said, "Oh, Miss Lena, won't you play? Please do, it is up to you and your lovely concertina." When she started in to play, the boarders all did yell,
"Hey, Nick!"
on the glowworm, Lena, Lena, play something else on your concertina. If the man that wrote it heard her, it's a cinch there would be murder. Cut out the glowworm, can it, we'll go dippy soon. Feed it, Lena, with your concertina and that glowworm tune.
The cutest story I ever heard was told to me by a little bird. The story starts with an odd little mug, the worm who loved the little tater bug. He crawled from under a leaf one day, and there she stood while he came her way. He curled up closely and gave her a hug, the worm who loved the little tater bug. Amongst the taters and fields of corn, that's where their love was born. They were as happy as they could be, just like two lovebirds up in a tree. It was a toss-up who would be boss. She really threw him, but for a loss. He's doing dishes and sweeping the rug, the worm who loved the little tater bug. Thank you.
Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra, with Marilyn Duke providing the vocal on The Worm Who Loved the Little Tater Bug, written by Len Charles Kahn. That's from Bluebird B-11207, made June 16, 1941. Das Glühwürm is a song from Paul Link's 1902 operetta, Lysistrata. It's known in English as the glowworm, and the tune became so ubiquitous that it gave rise to a number of answer songs, one of which we heard before, The Worm Who Loved the Little Tater Bug. That was Billy Murray with Nix on the Glowworm, Lena, composed by Harry Carroll, with lyrics by Ballard MacDonald. That's from Edison 2-Minute Gold Molded Cylinder 10437, released in September of 1910. We started with Link's tune on Victor 26649 with the title Glowworm Idol, performed by the New Light Symphony Orchestra on July 7, 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. On the August 11th show, I played Ragamuffin Romeo, and told you it was by Jack Albin and his Hotel Pennsylvania music, with the vocal by Bill Cody. Well, it was Bill Cody, all right, and it was Hotel Pennsylvania music, all right, but it was Phil Spitalny and his Hotel Pennsylvania music, and not Jack Albin. It was recorded April 8, 1930 in New York, but only released in Europe on Odeon and Parlophone. Anyway, we're having another Romeo segment, because last week I purchased the record, which will end this segment.
Marco came over from Rome. Soon he was pet of the girls. Many were ready to leave home sweet home just for the sake of his curls. Now though Polly Johnson to George was engaged, Romeo quite turned her head. No wonder that poor George became quite enraged when one day to Romeo she said, row me on the river, Romeo, row me, Romeo, do. Take me on a tour to Twickenham first, we'll train to Kew, and you can guide me through the gorgeous gardens like Georgie used to do. Then row me on the river, Romeo, row me over with you. Romeo played the piano quite well, made little tunes up himself. Polly loved music and simple to tell. George was soon left on the shelf. He called on an afternoon, Romeo was there, making up music again. And Polly was standing there, stroking his hair, as softly she hummed this refrain. Take me on a tour to Twickenham first, we'll train to Kew, and you can guide me through the gorgeous gardens like Georgie used to do. Then row me on the river, Romeo, row me over with you. George was so angry, he hated the tune. hated poor Romeo too. Got on a steamboat the next afternoon, went off to Oolumulu. I'll soon forget all Georgie said with a laugh. Out to the big woods he strayed. But one day a chum bought a new phonograph, and this is the first thing he played. Roll me on the river, Romeo, roll me, Romeo, do. Take me on a tour to Twickenham first, we'll train to Kew, and you can guide me through the gorgeous gardens like Georgie used to do. Then row me on the river, Romeo, row me over with you.
Waltz from Romeo and Juliet, played by the Edison Concert Band.
Thank you.
from the actual physical 78 RPM disc, not available on any reissue, and now in my collection. That's Paul Bolognese and his orchestra on Grey Gull 1391 with My Radio Romeo, recorded September 15, 1926. The label on my disc credits composer George Bushy, B-U-S-H-Y, but the Radiex label of the same recording credits Lampy, L-A-M-P-Y. But I could find nothing by or about either of those names or variants. Paul Bolognese was musical director for Grey Gull in the late 1920s, and he's credited on the label of Grey Gull 1391, but the name was used as a pseudonym for studio bands on many different labels. And speaking of labels, My Radio Romeo was also issued on Supertone, but not the Supertone usually associated with Sears Roebuck & Company. In 1924, Sears marketed Supertone records made by the Fletcher Record Company. But when Fletcher failed, the Bridgeport Die & Machine Company began producing Supertone discs, which were sold by the Chicago store Strauss & Schramm. Grey Gull, Regal, Paramount, and Pathé supplied pressings until mid-1928, when Sears restarted their Supertone series, and Strauss and Schramm's Supertones were renamed Puritone. Not Puritan, Puritone. It's all very convoluted and confusing. Before My Radio Romeo was the Edison Concert Band with the waltz from Charles Gounod's opera Romeo and Juliet from Edison 2-Minute Gold Molded Cylinder 9698, issued in October of 1907. We started off with another by Billy Murray, Romy on the River, Romeo, written by James W. Tate. Edison Diamond Disc 50253 was issued in August of 1915. Last segment I mentioned that on the Radiex issue of My Radio Romeo, the composer is shown as Lampy. In trying to find out something, anything, about that Lampy, I came across this record by Del Lampy, L-A-M-P-E, and his Palais d'Or Orchestra, to start off this segment about being nuts.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's the place right here.
What is it you want?
Now tell me, is this the nut factory?
It is. What can I do for you?
We'd like to come in and look around. We're nuts about nuts.
Well, I'll show you around. I have plenty of time.
But that clock over there isn't right.
Well, if the clock was right, it wouldn't be in here. Say, you see that guy standing over there?
Yes. What about him?
Well, he thinks he's Napoleon. Say, he's not Napoleon. I'm Napoleon. I'm
nuts about nuts. Peanuts, walnuts, even donuts, any kind of nuts. I'm nuts about them all. I'm nuts about nuts. When I spy them, I must buy them. Anywhere I go, I always hear them call. Don't like potatoes, don't care for fruits or such.
No, and I can't eat tomatoes because they squirt too much.
Oh, I'm nuts about nuts. With a filbert, I'm John Gilbert. Any kind of nuts, I'm nuts about them all. Now everybody has a weakness, even as you and I.
Yes, yes.
Some folks crave for too much sweetness, others are always dry.
Continue.
But since I was a child, one thing drives me wild.
Yes.
When I see a peanut shell, right out loud I have to yell. I'm nuts about nuts. Peanuts, walnuts, even donuts, any kind of nuts, I'm nuts about them all. Oh, I'm nuts about nuts. When I spy them, I must buy them. Anywhere I go, I always hear them call. I'm scared of goulash, it's all a mystery.
And it's only the Hungarians who know its history.
Oh, I'm nuts about nuts. With a pecan, I'm a wild man. Any kind of nuts, I'm nuts about them all.
Say, why is that chap pushing that wheelbarrow upside down?
Well, yesterday he turned it right side up, and somebody filled it full of bricks.
He's not so crazy. Say, what's that big tall tower over there for?
Oh, I had that put up myself.
Why?
Well, someday I'm going up there and jump off. I believe I'll do it now. Would you like to go with me? The whole world will talk about it.
Oh, you want the world to talk about it?
I do, I do.
Then I'll tell you a better way.
Yes, yes.
Instead of climbing up that tower and jumping off, let's stand down here and jump up.
Oh, I'm nuts about nuts. Peanuts, walnuts, even donuts, any kind of nuts. I'm nuts about them all. I'm nuts about nuts. When I spy them, I must buy them. Anywhere I go, I always hear them call. I never did have the nerve to order hash.
I may be nuts, but I'm not quite that rash.
Oh, I'm nuts about nuts. For a cashew, I would smash you. Any kind of nuts, I'm nuts about them all.
You've heard the man who sings this little song. He sounds so bright and cheerful that I want to sing along. I am nuts about the good old USA. I can't describe it any other way. I'm all hepped up inside with patriotic pride. Our country's getting greater every day. I am nuts about the good old USA. You've got to hand it to her, she's okay. When they hang old glory out, I stand right up and shout, I am nuts about the good old USA.
Hey, mister, is your name Gaston? Oh, gee, I thought you was him. He's always in my head. I dream of him in bed. He's the fella who taught me how to say, I am nuts about the good old USA, where all us kids have goodies every day. Lollipops and toys galore, tell me, who could ask for more? I am nuts about the good old USA.
The spirit of 76 is on the march again.
First in war, first in peace.
I am wild about the good old USA. that's where my heart will always, always stay. Let's all get right in the swing, stand up and shout and sing.
We are nuts about the good old USA. We're proud of Washington and Lincoln, the great big Boulder Dam, the Stars and Stripes forever, and the beard on Uncle Sam. We're proud of FDR, no need to ask us what we are. We're Americans in the good old USA.
My name is Bacchagaloop, I stay right over here. I've worn the shamrock and the green, but a true American you've never seen.
Yes, Don and I were French, you see. Now we're Americans, me, we.
By yumping, yimini, this is the place for me.
Everybody now get in the swing of this thing.
Mitchell Ayers and his Fashions in Music Orchestra, who are nuts about the good old USA. Mary Ann Mercer and chorus sang the Lewis Reed words to Edward Lambert's tune on Bluebird B-10096, made December 18, 1940. The song was the idea of H.C. Morris, an advertising executive, and was originally used in a radio commercial recorded at Mutual's New York studios in April of 1940. Lou Reed was at the piano with Irving Kaufman as a Frenchman named Gaston, who is nuts about the good old USA, and announcer Jackson Beck telling the listeners about the sponsor's product. What product? I'm afraid I don't know. Before that, Jerry Macy and Ed Smalley, who were nuts about nuts on Jeanette 7046 from November 20th, 1929. We started this nutty set with Del Lampe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra with I'm Nuts About Mutts. Bill Cody was the vocalist on that Crown 78, number 3450, made in January of 1933. The Palais d'Or was a Chinese-American restaurant located on Broadway at 48th in New York, with a seating capacity of 800 and the largest dance floor in the city. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.